Mask has slipped. Potential future Prime Minister Keir Starmer says he prefers Davos over Westminster. By Kurt Zindelka on January 21, 2023. In a stunning admission, the leader of the opposition Labour Party and the odds-on favourite to become the next Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Sir Keir Starmer, said that he prefers Davos over Westminster. While Prime Minister Rishi Sunak skipped the annual globalist gathering of the World Economic Forum in Davos, his potential successor, left-wing Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer and his shadow chancellor Rachel Reeves made their way to the Swiss ski resort town to make the pitch for an even more globalist government in Westminster. Remarkably, the potential future Prime Minister told former BBC journalist Emily Maitlis at the conference that he prefers Davos to Westminster, saying that the seat of power in London is too constrained. "It's closed and we are not having meaning. Once you get out of Westminster, whether it's Davos or anywhere else, you actually engage with people that you can see working within a future. Westminster is just a tribal, shouting place," the Labour leader said. Responding to the statement, Brexit leader Nigel Farage said, "The mask has slipped. Keir Starmer is a full-on globalist, hanging out with his mates at the WEF." Starmer also took aim at Prime Minister Sunak, who also has a relationship with the World Economic Forum, for failing to come to the meeting this year, though he did send Business Secretary Grant Shapps in his stead. "I think our Prime Minister should have showed up, I absolutely do. One of the things that has been impressed on me since I've been here is the absence of the United Kingdom," he said. "That's why I think it's really important that I'm here and that our Shadow Chancellor Rachel Reeves is here, as a statement of intent that should there be a change of government, and I hope there will be, the United Kingdom will play its part on the global stage in a way I think it probably hasn't in recent years." Though the so-called Conservative governments of Boris Johnson and Rishi Sunak have aggressively pursued a green agenda largely along the lines favored by the Klaus Schwab-founded organization, Starmer said that if elected Prime Minister he would go further. "There does need to be a transition. Obviously it, oil and gas, will play its part during that transition, but not new investment, not new fields up in the North Sea. We need to ensure that renewable energy is where we go next," he said. The leader of the Labour Party, which currently holds a double-digit advantage over Sunak's Conservatives in the polls, went on to say that he would seek to establish a global green alliance of nations akin to the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, with the purpose of driving down costs for so-called green energy sources like wind and solar. "There's an element, of course, of each country trying to rise to this challenge themselves, but there is also this element of mutual cooperation in this in relation to the mutual threats that we are facing. And that's why I'm very keen to develop this idea of Clean Power Alliance, which is an inverse OPEC in the sense that the purpose is to drive down those prices across the globe," he said. In addition, Starmer said that if elected, he would seek to forge a closer relationship with the EU. However, he has denied that this would mean the UK rejoining the bloc's single market or the customs union. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.